From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an online group of angry renters says that a housing bill in Congress would make it harder for them to buy homes. The renters group, though, was founded by some very rich people who already own mansions, including Steve Forbes.
First, what now that California's highest court has legalized gay marriage? Some gay couples are planning weddings. Opponents are trying to overturn the ruling. They've gathered signatures to put a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage on the California ballot this fall.
Maggie Gallagher runs the National Organization for Marriage. It's one of the groups working to get that amendment on the ballot. Maggie Gallagher, what exactly does your petition say?
Well, it takes the language of Proposition 22, which was passed by 62% of California voters in the year 2000 and was just overturned by the Supreme Court. And it puts that language in the Constitution. So it would not affect the civil unions that same-sex couples already enjoy under California law. It would simply ensure that marriage itself remains the union of a man and a woman in California.
What is different for you today in this battle than yesterday in the 24 hours since the California Supreme Court ruled?
Well, the first thing is a certain amount of shock and awe and, you know, I don't like to use the word outrage, but that really is what we're getting. Four judges just overturned 4 million California voters. They overruled the voters. And they did so in this very sweeping and radical way. And this is the first court in the country, not even the Massachusetts court, found that there's a fundamental human right to same-sex marriage. And this is also the court that ruled, and by the way, it's a court with no black person on it, that orientation is going to be treated just like race under California law. It really means that our government is now in the business in California of saying that people like me who think marriage is the union of husband and wife are exactly like bigots who opposed interracial marriage. And that means that people in these faith traditions are going to be treated like racists in the public square if we don't overturn this decision.
You have all these signatures to get this on the ballot in November. They have to be validated by counties across the state.
Right.
If that indeed goes through, what are you going to do?
Well, the next step is to raise about $10 million to do a major media war. The gay marriage advocates have pledged to raise $15 million.
Well, you know, I wondered, are you making your fundraising appeal in California or nationally? That is
well,
this...
Well, we raised nearly $1 million in just a couple of weeks to get this on the ballot in California, and that was almost entirely from California donors. There was a major contribution from the Knights of Columbus, actually, but most of it is local California donors. So, yeah, NOM California is a ballot initiative committee under California state law. And I expect we'll be raising the bulk of money from Californians. But if this decision stands, it's really going to nationalize gay marriage.
I just wondered, I raised that because I wonder about the effect of this issue raised again in the context of the year of a national political campaign.
Well, we don't get to choose. We would love, you know, I would just love it if we could get beyond the culture wars and focus on other issues. But to do that, we're going to have to stop having courts kind of dropping these nuclear bombs, upping the ante on these cultural issues that are important to lots of Americans. I don't know. You'd probably have to ask somebody who's more politically savvy than I am about what this will mean for presidential politics. That's really not my concern. My concern is to protect marriage and religious liberty in the state of California and the rest of the United States.
Maggie Gallagher, president of the National Organization for Marriage. Maggie, thank you.